Here's quite something. I mean, I didn't think that processed foods were such a problem. Very often you just go and eat whatever you're going to eat, and well, that's it. Well, Fulufelo Sepuma is a personal trainer and certified nutritionist. Good morning. Good to have you back on 702.
Good morning, Ray. Pleased to be joining you this morning.
Now, tell us about processed foods. Yeah. Are they really that dangerous? And what exactly are we talking about? Because I don't know about you, very often I'm hungry and I just open my mouth and that's the end of it.
Yeah. So talking about processed foods is any food item that has been canned, cooked, frozen, pasteurized, or packaged. And this type of foods, some of them are good, like including canned vegetables, frozen foods, and pasteurized dairy products that can be part of a healthy diet. However, most of those highly processed items are loaded with salt, sugar, additives, and preservatives, which can be harmful for your health. So reducing those highly processed foods is one of the effective ways to make sure that you're improving your health and the quality of your diet.
You see, it's interesting that you say that because, like I said in my introduction, very often you just eat something. I suppose as well we should be looking at the packaging.
Yes, so it's important to also make sure that you're looking at the labeling as well while you buy this packaged or processed foods.
So, take us through 10 simple, sustainable, and realistic strategies to help you eat less processed food. Let's start with keep healthy snacks on the hand. I like that idea. Good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea because if you're running short on time and grab a packaged snack on your way out, it can be quite tempting. However, as on your kitchen, you keep stocking plenty of portable, nutritious snacks, you can make it much easier to have all those healthy choices on the go. So it's all about you keeping healthy snacks on hand. And some really good examples of favorite healthy snacks would include having fresh fruit around, stocking up on mixed nuts and veggies with hummus. If you've got some extra time, you can also make some simple snacks in advance and keep them around the house, like hard-boiled eggs, making homemade chips, and overnight oats, which are really great treats that you can wake up quickly and keep on hand for later for healthier options.
You see, that's very clever, especially the nuts. A lot of people say nuts have got all sorts of things inside that are very, very healthy. They're right, aren't they?
Yeah, they are right on the nuts with regards to the nuts and how healthy they are. Nuts are very high in iron, and this is true for cashews, your pine nuts, and macadamia nuts as well. They've got a lot of iron there. It's quite loaded, which is really, really good.
Right, then, go for it.
So I was saying, other than just that, keeping healthy snacks around, another thing that you can do is just to make sure that you're swapping your refined grains for whole grains. It's one of the simplest ways to reduce your intake of processed foods by trading them with healthier foods. So in particular, you can trade white pasta and for whole grain pasta. You can trade your rice for brown rice or basmati rice, and you can trade your bread for whole grain bread as well. So making sure that you're getting these whole grains is very important because they have your fiber, which has been shown to protect against conditions like heart diseases, diabetes, and certain types of cancer.
So question, in the Sepuma household, how do you get creative in the kitchen? What should you be doing?
So this is how I get creative in the kitchen. So just making sure that you're experimenting sometimes making sure that you're experimenting by whipping up some chia pudding, air popped popcorns, and some air granola bars as well. Trying to also recreate your meals from favorite restaurants at home instead of ordering takeout. That can help a lot because you are more in control of the ingredients. In addition to this, that also saves you money while you get creative in your kitchen, and you make sure that you're eating those whole foods by making sure you're adding those fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds as well.
Mm. All right, and then number four on the list of the 10 things you should be doing with regards to processed foods. This is my favorite. It's called drink more water. And something I do is I have a bottle on my news desk, and I drink water all the time because it's just coffee, 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 coffee. And then eventually you have that coffee headache. It's horrible.
Yeah, true. That's true. I also get a lot of those headaches if you just have too much coffee. And I think it really helps. Coffee is good because it can increase your metabolism. So that's like a dark coffee. But then you need to be drinking a lot of water to substitute your sugary beverages like soda, sweet tea, fruit juice, and sports drinks that people normally take, which are very high in sugar and calories, but low in essential nutrients. So making sure that you're getting that water throughout the day, and I think you really have got a good system in place, putting it by your desk. It's a great way to cut back on your intake of processed foods and improve your overall diet quality. So you can opt for sparkling or flavored water, which are two great options if plain water isn't your quite your favorite, or you just can't doubt it like most people. Alternatively, you can also just try infusing water with fresh fruit or herbs for an added burst of flavor.
Oh, I like that. I like that. All right. Now, this next point is for all the moms out there, because there are lots of moms who have to prepare for those meals, so single moms as well.
Yeah.
Try preparing your meals. So what do? Do you like sort of, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have this and this and this. Or what do you do when preparing your meals?
So, when you're preparing your meals, I always say the first thing is to look at what are your goals. In terms of, are you trying to gain weight? Are you trying a healthy weight, or are you trying to lose weight? So prepare. Make sure that you know what your goals are, and preparing meals in large batches once or twice each week ensures that you really have that plenty of nutritious meals ready in your fridge when you're too busy to cook. For some people, they prefer to make it to prep only for 3 days and then prep again for another 2 days or so, instead of preparing for a whole week, so that they can they just prefer it that way, so that it can be better fresh. And yeah, in that way, it's less tempting than to hit the drive-through or on your way home, or just to get any frozen processed convenience meals when you're pressed for time, because you're all ready for the week.
Right, number six. This is something that your mother would have said to you: eat more vegetables. You must eat your vegetables. I think that's right. Yeah, I suppose you have to, don't you?
Yeah. It's definitely when you're preparing meals at home, include at least one serving of vegetable to increase your intake of healthy and processed foods. I mean, this can be adding something like spinach to your scrambled eggs, back to what we were talking about, getting creative, and adding some broccoli for a simple side dish, or you just toss on some carrots or cauliflower into soups or your casseroles. Vegetables are very nutritious and great sources, again, of fiber, which keeps you full in between meals. So that will also help you to decrease or curb your cravings, then it will help you stay away from processed foods as well when you're getting that high fiber that is curbing cravings.
Now, your points 7 and 8, switch up your shopping routine and then try some simple food swaps. I think that's very interesting. But you've also got a point here, pop your own popcorn. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
So the thing about popping your own popcorn is making sure that now you've got control over what you have in your popcorn, or you've got control over your ingredients in terms of what you're putting in terms of the seasonings that you're putting in. So just making sure that your popcorn is much healthier and it doesn't have all the additives like we were talking about.
So just looking at that, now that's interesting. Now I want to move from popcorn to eat less processed meat. Now, we love our meat, mm-hmm. don't we? But processed meat can be a little bit dangerous. I would think about salt.
Yeah. So processed meats like bacon, sausage, hot dogs associated with downsides and even classified, you know, as not so good in terms of it can also have very adverse effects. You'll be able to hear that there are plenty of easy ways to cut back on processed meat. For starters, you can simply swap this food for less processed varieties, such as fresh chicken, salmon, or turkey. You can also replace this packaged lunch meats that I mentioned with sandwich fillings, including tuna salad, chicken breast, or hard-boiled eggs. And alternatively, you can eat more plant-based proteins such as beans, lentils as well. But yeah, not everybody is on a plant-based protein diet. So you can opt for those healthier varieties that I mentioned, such as your fresh chicken, salmon, or turkey.
So the most important thing out of everything is make changes slowly. So don't take away Michael Pedro's bacon just yet, because the guy likes his bacon. You must do it slowly and bring those other organic substances in. Am I right?
Yeah, you're totally right. We want to make sure that this is sustainable, so you can make that one big change. So there's no need to completely eliminate this processed foods from your diet all at once, because you're just going to end up regressing back, you know, to however you were eating before. So make the changes slowly, which is more effective and sustainable in the long run. We know that minor lifestyle changes help form long-lasting habits. And, you know, makes these actions that are initially difficult much easier over time. So doing it bit by bit, take it one step at a time. So each week, try experimenting with one or two of the strategies that we spoke about. And then gradually, then you start implementing more, keeping in mind that you can still dine or eat processed foods in moderation as part of a healthy, balanced diet.
Lovely. We're going to try all these things and we'll report back to you next week. Fulafela Sepuma, thank you so much for coming on to Weekend
thank
Breakfast
you
on
so
702.
Much.
See you again soon.
Thank
Bye.
You, Ray.
There we go. We got a lot to work towards there, Michael Pedro. No bacon for you. That's some.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Bacon makes everything better, though.
It does, you know, like coffee as well. And then you have this heart attack, and then that's over. So, yes, there we go. So,
well, thanks for putting me off bacon now.
No, that's a pleasure. Look, it's already 6:30.